Texte numéro 92. UK air pollution is a public health emergency. Air pollution in the UK is a public health emergency, according to a cross-party committee of MPs who say the government needs to do much more, including introducing a scrappage scheme for old, dirty diesel vehicles. The government's own data shows air pollution causes 40,000 to 50,000 early deaths a year, and ministers were forced to produce a new action plan after losing a Supreme Court case in 2015. But the MP's heavily critical report, published on Wednesday, says even more action is required to tackle the crisis, such as giving dozens of cities which currently suffer illegal levels of air pollution stronger powers to deter polluting vehicles with charges. Vehicle exhausts are a major cause of air pollution, and The Guardian revealed on Saturday that 97% of all modern diesel cars emit more toxic nitrogen oxide pollution than the official limit when driven on the road. A less comprehensive government investigation came to similar conclusions. The government must act now to tackle this public health emergency, says a report from the Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, EFRA, Select Committee, which is chaired by Conservative MP Neil Parish. Poor air quality is damaging the UK's environment and harming the nation's health. Emissions have declined significantly over many decades, but not far enough to prevent the early deaths of 40 to 50,000 people each year. Alan Andrews, a lawyer at Client Earth, which defeated the government in the Supreme Court in 2015, said, "We've been telling the government it needs to act on air pollution for 5 years. Due to our legal case, the government was ordered to act. Now, almost a year on, a cross-party group of MPs has told the government it must get a grip. It seems there is near unanimous agreement on the need for urgent action from everyone other than the ministers responsible for dealing with our toxic air." A spokeswoman for the Department of Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, which is responsible for air quality, said, "Tackling air quality is a priority for this government, and our plans set out how we will achieve this through continued investment in clean technologies and by encouraging the uptake of low-emission vehicles." She said councils already have the power to charge polluting vehicles, though the government was only requiring its use in 5 cities. The MPs said these powers are neither strong enough nor easy enough for local authorities to use effectively. Jenny Bates, Friends of the Earth air pollution campaigner, said, "Dirty air is already the nation's biggest killer after smoking. The solutions are out there, but we need the government to listen to MPs and campaign groups and take more urgent action now." Adapted from The Guardian, April 2016.